This is a UW Oshkosh sound marker, the Multicultural Education Center. The building that houses the UWO Multicultural Education Center was built as a residence in 1898 for Thomas Wall, a local lumberman and banker. It was designed by noted architect William Waters, who also designed the Oviatt House on campus. The Wall family lived in the home for more than 20 years before selling it to their daughter Marion, who lived there with her husband, Oshkosh businessman Morgan Davies. In 1932, the couple rented it to a neighbor, and in 1940, they sold the home to Dr. Frederick Caudle of the Oshkosh faculty. Caudle and his wife Jean, another faculty member, hosted a variety of campus events, including meetings for Greek societies, and they even allowed the music department to use the second floor of the building. WSUO acquired the building from the Caudles in 1965, originally using it for journalism department offices as well as space for the staff of the university yearbook. In 1972, it became the UWO Multicultural Education Center, replacing the Intercultural Center, which was located on a smaller property. Its mission was to cement better relations among minority students and the administration, university, and the community at large. That first year, the MEC served 154 African Americans, Hispanics, and Native Americans. In 1984, the building was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. By the 1990s, the house was deteriorating, and the university planned to demolish it due to, quote, termite infestation and bad drinking water, unquote. A reversal of those plans came with the chancellorship of Dr. Richard Wells. Because of the efforts of the Wall House Restoration Committee, the university has begun to restore the building and bring it into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. UW-Oshkosh sound markers are part of the celebration of the sesquicentennial of UWO. They're a co-production of the University Archives and WRST.